Good morning. It is Sunday, July 14th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and here with me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
A shameless plug.
Okay.
For my mom.
Okay.
Who is turning 94 today.
Aw, happy birthday, Mom.
And is still clearer headed than any of the rest of us. Of course, she doesn't tweet, Facebook, text, or...
Yet.
Yet. We might talk her into it. This is my favorite time of year.
Okay. Mid-July.
Because we get to talk about season announcements.
Okay.
It's Christmas in July, and we get to talk about the UAFS season of entertainment and the live on stage season.
And I don't think I've really heard much about either of these, so give it to me.
Well, the UAFS season of entertainment opens with a local production from the school, Lend Me a Tenor. The first national touring event is in November, and it's Audra McDonald, who I know from being in the Peabody Award-winning Having Our Say, the Delaney Sisters' First 100
right.
Years. But she's got Tony Awards and Grammy Awards.
And she was just in, I'm drawing a blank. Is this the woman from Private Practice?
Yes.
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 What was she just in?
I don't know.
A revival on Broadway.
Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess.
Yes. Okay, so we've sorted
out. There we go. Okay, so she was just in Porgy and Bess.
Like I said, Having Our Say was awesome, you know. But of course, she was also in Ragtime and Masterclass and yeah. So she'll be amazing. Then they have Memphis coming to town as a national tour. Man of La Mancha as a national tour, a UAFS theater production, Crimes of the Heart, the national tour of Bring It On, the musical.
Okay.
And the national tour of the Addams Family.
That's interesting. I didn't even realize there was a touring.
It's apparently all about
Addams
Wednesday
family.
When she's all grown up.
Okay.
So this could be fun.
That could be fun. Wednesday was probably one of my favorites.
You can find out more. Season tickets are $220 and include the national touring events plus the local UAFS productions. And they are on sale through August 30th. Individual show tickets go on sale September 7th, or 2nd rather, at 788-7300. And live on stage, of course, is in Northwest Arkansas. And their concert season starts September 15th with Exile.
Okay.
Now Country. Of course, if you're old enough, you remember the song, I Want to Kiss You All Over,
which made
national radio stations get all twitchy. It was lots of fun. Pianist Dale Gagne is next in November. The Jesse Lynch Trio will bring jazz to Arend Arts Center on March 9th. And the Diamonds, which is a doo-wop group, will be there on April 6th. And they wrap up their season with Hal Linden.
Who's Hal Linden?
Well, you might remember him from Barney Miller, which is an old TV show.
Okay.
Not sure you're old enough.
I've heard of it.
But apparently he was a musician first. He's a vocalist. He plays the clarinet, and he's backed in the concert by a 7-piece band. We'll do Broadway tunes and big band numbers. And season tickets for this might be the bargain of the year. $85 for five shows. Or $25 a piece at 855-9997.
I'd say season tickets is
pretty
the way
good
to go. Yeah.
Also this afternoon, Civil War Collections on show at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park with Ann Webb and Steve Burgess. A Sunday concert, jazz with the Claudia Burson Trio at 2:00 at the Fayetteville Public Library. If you're not going to these, really, really, they're free. They're awesome. Thoroughly Modern Millie, the first weekend matinee at 3:00 Sunday at the Arend Arts Center in the Ozarks in Springdale. Robin Horn is speaking on Already Set in Motion at 3:00 at Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville. And Madame Butterfly is on stage at 4:00 with Opera in the Ozarks at Arend Arts Center in Bentonville, which is where that came from. And tickets for that are $20.
All right.
Go play.
Happy Sunday. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.